Mesmerizing, an orchard of exotic honeys, the nectar at the heart of dreams, the stuff of fables. Such is the wine of Château d'Yquem, the greatest wine of Bordeaux, the most storied wine of the world. Since the Middle Ages, a small piece of land in Bordeaux, near the southwestern coast of France, has graced the world with a sweet wine exceeding all others. This is the hallowed plot of earth that is Château d'Yquem, the foremost sauterne on earth. The estate is surmounted by the distinctive castle that has watched over this land since 1593. A vast sweep of history has passed beneath the gaze of the castle. Wars, revolutions, the comings and goings of man, but the renown of the wine has not diminished. Little has changed here over the centuries. For 400 years, the famous bell has tolled each evening to announce the end of work at the estate. The vineyards at Château d'Yquem are planted with Sémillon and Sauvignon Blanc, the great white grapes of Bordeaux. Much of the magic of Château d'Yquem comes from the mysterious relationship between the grapes, a superior sight, and the special fungus called botrytis. Botrytis is also known as the noble rot. It is a guest that Yquem and all of the estates in Sauternes welcome. It is botrytis that gives the wine unique and ethereal aromas, color, and flavors. Legend tells us that the magical effects of botrytis were first discovered at the château. The year was 1857. The then owner, Count Romain Bertrand de Lure-Saluz, was on a hunting expedition to Russia. He had left firm instructions not to harvest any grapes until he returned, but his trip took weeks longer than expected. By the time he returned, the entire vineyard was affected with the noble rot. Nevertheless, the late harvest proceeded. The grapes were picked, and the 1847 vintage went down as one of legendary quality. So was born the greatest sweet wine the world had ever tasted. Ever since, the grapes have been left on the vine with the hope that the noble rot appears. Misty mornings and sunny afternoons are necessary. The grapes are made naturally sweeter and more concentrated by the process. Yquem's fame has long attracted great names, among them the Tsars of Russia as well as Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson, as a lover of fine wine and ambassador to France, ordered several hundred bottles of the 1784 vintage for his cellar. It takes 150 pickers many weeks to harvest the grapes at just the right moments. Up to 20 passes are made through the vineyards. The wine is then aged and polished in barrels in the château's cool cellar for 3 or more years. Each year, Château d'Yquem puts the history of a passing year in the bottle. Each vintage is unique, but each is unequivocally Yquem. 2001 was one of the greatest wines of its generation. Tasting it is a grand experience, an ethereal moment offered to you by the glass at the Herb Farm. Partake in the wonder. Experience the alchemy of man and nature brought together in a golden moment. The 2001 Château d'Yquem, now waiting for you at the Herb Farm. The Herb Farm, one of America's top 40 restaurants and the only American Five Diamond restaurant north of San Francisco and west of Chicago. Visit theherbfarm.com.